I've maintained that now for the last number of years, and especially when we're dealing with the county development plan. And I proposed and got it adopted, the county development plan, that we would build small estates in rural areas to support rural schools. Because down the way we're carrying on at the moment, rural areas of Donegal are being depopulated. And it's council policy, intentionally or otherwise, that's happening. So I'm suggesting that we change our policy to ensure that rural areas, and particularly those adjacent to rural schools, are provided with housing so that the numbers are kept up.
You've made the point that when Minister Owen Murphy was here opening and turning sods on estates in Donegal last weekend, the furthest north he got was Newton Cunningham.
Well, that's as far as he got, because that's only, we have four houses ready for opening here in Carnoe now shortly. But the whole fact of the matter is it's 10 years since any minister was up here opening houses. You can't have that situation and say that you've been up a house. That's why I asked the question, how many houses have we purchased? It's pretty difficult for the council to purchase houses, because the first thing they have to do is have them examined to see if there's no mica in them. And it's just, there is a housing shortage here in Donegal. We hear about it nationally in Dublin and elsewhere, but there is a housing shortage in Donegal. And I maintain that a person in need of a house in Donegal is just as important as they are anywhere else.